You are listening to episode 813. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And in today's meditation, you're going to be guided as you walk outside in nature. Now, I know you can't always get outside, so you can do this meditation indoors as well. Just visualize yourself walking in your favorite location. And if you do remain indoors as you meditate today, open a window or a door and bring some of the outdoors into your living space. Even if it's hot or cold, just adapt yourself to whatever's going on outside with the weather. This can really give you a beautiful experience as you meditate. Now, I want to let you know that we are in the final episode of this 7-part meditation series to manage negative people or negative influences around you. And in each episode this week, we've explored a different meditation technique to help you manage negative people. And we've focused in each episode on a thought leader who had a particularly interesting take on how to do this. And we explored emperors from ancient Rome to modern day thought leaders such as Robin Sharma. And we even took a look at some of the Buddhist Dharma wisdom. So you can find all the different meditations and techniques and everything I've shared with you over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. Just look under the podcast area and you'll see all the different series, and just go down to the Manage Negative People series, and that's where you'll find all the resources. And I'm Mary Meckley. I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And I'm so happy to have you here meditating. Well, let's go ahead and get you started in today's walking meditation. We start every meditation the same way, whether you're seated or getting ready to walk. We take a few moments to align ourselves and then relax the different areas of your body where you may harbor tension. So if you're seated, make sure your spine is nice and straight, eyes are closed and gently lifted upward. And if you're standing there, maybe you're already out there walking, just stop for a moment and you can close your eyes or you can keep them open, either way. But align your body as you're standing. Notice how it settles on your feet. Notice how you're holding your shoulders and how you're holding your head. Not too far forward or too far backward. Our heads are pretty heavy, so they can throw off your spinal alignment, even if they're just a few inches too far forward or too far backward. So make sure your head is resting nicely over your shoulders. And we'll begin with your feet. Squeeze and tense your feet. And relax them. Notice the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Squeeze and tighten your calves. And release them. Squeeze and tighten your knees. And relax them. Squeeze and tighten your thigh muscles. Really engage these large muscles. And relax. squeeze and tighten your hips. And relax. Now squeeze and tighten your stomach. Really squeeze your stomach muscles. We often hold tension in our stomachs, so squeeze it. And now relax it and let it go. Let it hang out and keep it this way because this allows you to oxygenate your body properly, giving yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. Squeeze your chest. And relax. Squeeze and tighten your shoulders and your back muscles. Do you feel all those muscles really engage this tension area? Your back and shoulders. Squeeze. And relax and notice the difference. Notice that relaxation. Now squeeze and tighten your arms, your biceps, triceps. Tighten your hands into fists. Really squeeze. And relax. Squeeze and tighten your neck. And your throat. Really squeeze. And relax. Tighten your jaw. And relax it. Do you notice the difference there? We often hold tension in our jaws as well. Now scrunch up your face. Squeeze your eyes shut. Really squeeze your face. Feel the muscles in your face. Really scrunch it around and relax it. Beautiful. Notice how you feel right now. Do you feel your energy flowing and more open? And do you feel a little lighter and more energized? Now, if your eyes have been closed, if you're walking, go ahead and open them and begin to walk. Take your first few steps. If you're seated, just keep there on your meditation seat and keep your eyes closed, visualizing yourself in your favorite location. And for you walkers, start to take a look around you at all those things you may be passing. You might be walking in a crowded city and you could have felt a little strange doing those tension and relaxation exercises if there are lots of people around you, but you can do them discreetly. I love to do those while I'm seated in an airplane seat on a long flight. You know, when you can't get up and you have to remain seated and you want to move around. If you do the tension and relaxation, total body progressive relaxation, it's called, this really energizes you. It helps to get the blood flowing. So take a look around you. You may be in a beautiful location. Maybe there's a lot of natural beauty around you. You may even have your dog as you're walking. I walk our dog every morning and evening and afternoon. Let's take a look around at your surroundings. Notice the colors. Are they muted or vibrant bright? Notice the time of day and the atmosphere, that contributes to the setting sun or the dawn. Maybe it's a rising sun as you walk. Notice the textures on the trees or on rocks or on buildings. Notice the shapes and the contours. Observe the materials used in the man-made environment and also in nature. Notice the materials, the different textures, dirt and leaves and grass and tree trunks and flowers and mountains and boulders and rivers and streams and the ocean and, of course, the sky. Wherever you are, just absorb everything around you. Take it all in. Notice the sounds around you. As you look around at all the differences in nature around you or people you're passing, or buildings, everything contrasts. Everything is unique unto itself, just as we are as people. So I want to share with you the wisdom of Don Miguel Ruiz in his book, The Fifth Agreement. It's also written by Don Jose Ruiz. It's a father-son author who wrote The Fifth Agreement. And in this book, they talk about how it's so important not to take things personally. And I want to mention this in regard to our Managing Negative People series as we culminate the series with this walking meditation. 2 weeks ago, I put out a poll in our private Facebook group. And if you're there, you may remember that poll. And I asked people what their top stress trigger was. Overwhelmingly, the top stress trigger was dealing with negative people. And that's why I am doing this series this week. I do most of this series by request. And the most difficult people, as I conducted another poll for this week, I asked who is the most difficult person they have trouble managing. And overwhelmingly, it was coworkers or colleagues. This surprised me. I thought it would be maybe in a relationship or a family member, but it was actually overwhelmingly, as I mentioned, having to do with coworkers or colleagues. So if you take a look around nature, nature's so grounding. It gives us so much perspective. And you just notice how all these different elements interact. And then you think about yourself and negative people that you may be dealing with, especially coworkers, people in your life that you spend a great deal of time with working on projects or teaching or learning from or working together with. Don Miguel Ruiz and his son, they say that once we can see that we are the one who creates the structure of our beliefs, This helps us to recover faith in ourselves. When we have faith in ourselves instead of the belief system, we have no doubt where that power comes from, and we start to dismantle the structure. Once the structure of our belief system is no longer there, we become very flexible. We can create anything we want to create. We can do anything we want to do. We can invest our faith in anything we want to believe. It's our choice. If we no longer believe in all that we know that makes us suffer, then just like magic, our suffering disappears. And we don't need a lot of thinking, we need action. It's action that's going to make the difference. So as you continue walking and considering your own situations where you're managing interaction with negative people, most people who are negative are acting this way because they're very insecure. They have a lot of fear. And so it's a way to protect themselves. So if you take to heart what I just read from Don Miguel Ruiz, then you would know that we create our own realities. It's based on our beliefs. And so whatever we believe becomes our reality. And so if this is true for you, then certainly it's true for all of those around you. So someone you're dealing with that's negative is acting this way based on their own unique reality. That likely has absolutely nothing to do with you. It's what they have chosen to believe. And it's their action that's such a turnoff. It's their action that can cause so much grief or pain for others. And so for yourself, you have the same opportunity to choose to believe whatever it is you want to believe about your own life, your reality. And action will make the difference. So throughout this entire series, we've explored how when you focus on what it is that excites you, your passions, the things you want to pursue in life, the things possibly you already are pursuing, or maybe you haven't started it yet, this is action that propels you forward into the direction you want to be heading. So despite any negative people around you, when you put out the action of moving forward towards your own goals, really keeping focused on your particular goals, this becomes your reality, and negative interactions and the influence of negative people just fades away. So consider this. Consider what you're truly passionate about as you walk. Maybe, and this I've often found is the case, when negative people really seem to get under your skin, really seem to bother you, it often is because you're not focused on something that lifts you up. You're not focused on your own goals. So your external environment has so much influence on you. And when you begin to focus, then your external environment just fades away. It becomes, it's there still, but it sort of becomes more in the background. And your foremost thoughts each morning and as you go throughout your day are all about what you're trying to pursue and You're asking yourself questions. How can you do this? And what do you need to do to move forward? Rather than, oh, this person did this, and that can just fester. So, possibly after this walk, or even while you're walking, maybe you could take some time to write down your goals, even one goal that you'd like to pursue, and break it down into sections that you can start to pursue and accomplish certain aspects of this goal. Maybe you need more information and someone can help you, or you need to gather information by taking a course or reading or doing something to move you forward. And when you do this, the negative people will still be there. They'll still be around you, but they'll be doing their thing and you'll be doing your thing. So their thing won't become your thing anymore. It will be theirs. They'll own it, and you'll own your own thing. I hope that you continue on your walk, just taking in this beautiful time that you're connecting with your environment and moving yourself forward in a positive way. I've so enjoyed sharing this meditation series with you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.